when someone says, hey, I want to connect with you and I want to have this pressing question in my heart, how do you X, Y, Z? You have to understand energetically, that is a lot. That is a lot for someone to go out there, out of their busy schedule, out of their day. It was so pressing on their heart that they felt like being led to reach out to you to ask you this question. If they have this question, you bet your bottom dollar that other people have the same question as well.
Hello, welcome to Monetizing Mompreneurs Podcast, where I take you behind the scenes with industry leaders, entrepreneurs, moms, working professionals, and amazing people pursuing their passions and going for their dreams. And I'm your host, Linda Mendible.
Hello, welcome to Monetizing Mompreneurs. I am your host, Linda Mendible. Building your enticing offer. This is actually one of my favorite trainings. Building your enticing offer. My favorite, because you get sales. My favorite, let me stop dancing. But yes, this is going to help you take your expertise, all that you're in, like all that you do, out of your head and in a way that people can identify, can be engaged, and understand what your training, what your offer is for. So this is a potential for you to connect with your audience, let them know what it is that you have to offer in a way that is actually like super cool and creates that, oh man, the curiosity that you want, as long as answering the questions that they have. So it's very simple, okay? This strategy to build your enticing offer is actually extremely simple. It's something that you can implement like today, starting from the get. And basically, you want to start with the transformation. So I want you to decide what is your point A that you're going to be basically offering, that you're going to be creating that enticing offer for. And this is going to basically introduce to your ideal customers and clients your product, your offer, even your services. You can actually apply this to your services as well if that's what you want people to start booking. So decide what is the point A. The point A, it could be starting from scratch. Let's say, for an example, I like using health as an example, but let's say you're a health coach and your ideal client point A is basically starting from scratch. They don't know nothing about nutrition. They don't know nothing about counting their macros. Or let's say your point A is someone that does know about nutrition and you want to take them to that next level. They know about the macros. They know about the percentages and all that good stuff with nutrition. So you have to decide what is your ideal client's point A. You have to identify that. You really do. Then you want to decide what the transformation is going to be. And what will they receive from this enticing offer? So if you're in the healthcare industry, health coach, you can decide that the transformation is from starting from scratch, not knowing anything, their item, to about the health, to knowing like how to incorporate nutrition within their body type or something like that. But you have to be specific, because being specific is key to someone signing up, to some opting in, to signing up, to purchasing. So you have to be specific on where their starting point is and where their transformation is. So start with that so you have an idea, right? I know, super simple, all things we know, but when we start actually putting in the work to do this, it actually becomes easier, okay? So now we're gonna step into the main point of what you'd like to teach. So what are the top 3 questions you get asked about within this process that you are teaching on? So remember, your offer, you're creating your enticing offer is like building up a way for them to go into, opt in into your live or opt into your training. And this is how you introduce your product. So that's what you're doing. You're building your enticing offer. You're building that introduction into your product. Okay. And so I'm going to give you a little bit of an example. So for example, the number one question that I get asked is how do you get so much engagement in your Facebook group? That is my number one question. This is why I built my enticing offer and I split it up into a challenge, because I'm answering the questions from my audience. So in day one, you talked about the name, right? Day two, we talked about the branding, right? And now you have like people engaging and you understand about creating that brand feel, the prompts, and letting people be able to express themselves. And I'm going to go here. I forgot to. Oh, yes. Day three. Thank you, Lucy. Thank you for joining us. So now we're about listening to ideal clients and customers. So now that you have built your Facebook group, you have it engaged, you have people in there, you're being consistent, you have daily prompts, this is a chance for you to do that market research, to pull them. They're going to be coming up to you, right? Asking those questions, getting that connection with you, understanding that you are the leader, the industry leader. You have to take note what is the number one question around your trainings that you are doing, around your prompts, and around your expertise. What is that number one question that you're getting? And you want to basically outline your top three, but really understand that number one question that you kept getting asked over and over again. So for another question for me that I was asked a ton of times is like, Linda, how do you get clients? Linda, how do you have so many clients? And that's also what I did, is develop at the time when I first started my business, the way that I started receiving clients and getting clients and basically having no problem with that, is blogging actually allowed me to reach my ideal customers and clients. And now as I started growing and I started really wanting community and stuff like that, I realized that my going into this next step, the questions I still get to ask the same questions. And now it's basically building community. And that's why I'm answering it for you all. I do develop the products because I want to help people get the answers to their problems. And especially being a web designer, someone that's online, and I love marketing and I love sales. And this is why I'm here, to try to help you all get those marketing tactics, those strategies that can really work, save you more time to do more of what you love. Building your secret sauce. This outline is so simple and so easy. And this is why I love it, because you can actually start outlining your offers right away. And you know that it will sell because you are answering questions from your ideal customers and clients. Because when you get a question, when someone reaches out to you in your DM, when someone says, hey, I want to connect with you, and I have this pressing question in my heart, how do you XYZ? You have to understand energetically, that is a lot. That is a lot for someone to go out there, out of their busy schedule, out of their day. It was so pressing on their heart that they felt like being led to reach out to you to ask you this question. If they have this question, you bet your bottom dollar that other people have the same question as well, because you're doing something right in that arena to facilitate that question, right? So understand you are doing something right. And I truly believe in doubling down what you're doing right. And so really listening to these people and connecting with them and getting on that call, don't get on the call just because of the sale. Let me tell you, get on the call because you want to listen and you want to tune in to what's on the ground, for what these people need, for what your people need. Now let's start creating the secrets. So this is the part that I love doing, because what you do is you outline your three questions, the three top questions that you get. And I want you, and pretty much if you have more than top three questions, please outline all of your FAQs. That's what I want you to do. And really star the three top questions that you have. Then I want you to do is, the thing about it is, the secrets should touch on the three questions you get asked about within the realms of your expertise, right? So when you start building out your secrets, they are answering those questions, because obviously when someone says, hey, how do you XYZ, is because they want to know your secret sauce. They want to know your secret. So you got to let them know somehow, right? Without giving too much away. So I'm going to give you an example. And like one of the secrets, right, from the question that I had is, this is one of my secrets, how this one easy tip gets you noticed. So my number one secret is going to basically touch on how this one easy tip gets you noticed, right? The secret allows for the mini transformation for the audience to understand that branding is powerful and allows you to get noticed. So for my secret, right, Linda, how do you get so much engagement? I actually answer that in day two is pretty much because of branding. I truly believe that when you build branding and you're intentional about it, you start creating a community and that actually creates engagement. And then you also have to be a leader and you have to be like the person, especially if you're first starting your Facebook group, you have to lead the conversation and you'll see that each comment you get, you have to respond in order to get the ball rolling and stuff like that, because people are looking to see what is it that you're creating here? What type of community? They're looking to you. I'm like, okay, let's see how Linda reacts. Let's see how Lucy reacts over here. Let's see, am I being seen? Is my comment important? And that's how you let them know, yes, you're there to listen, you're there to interact, you're there to engage with them. And as you grow, you'll notice that other people will be answering questions and being engaging. And now you start building that really good community feel that it facilitates itself. And so you're just guiding it. And that's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. So the secret allows that mini transformation. So for me, I answer that one question, right? So that one question was, how do you get so much engagement in your Facebook group? And I answer it with my secret, which is how this one easy tip gets you noticed, because you have to get noticed, you have to get branding. So in that secret, it's really a transformation about branding, because that's what it was about to answer that question. And so you notice that the questions that people are going to ask you is actually multifaceted, because it's just a little bit more than just a simple answer, right? And so that's why people want to pick your brain, because it's a little bit more than a simple answer. I have an example, right? So the question, how this one easy tip gets you noticed. That was my sample question. I didn't have to go backwards. I had to go forwards. Hey, the secret allows for the mini transformation for the audience to understand that branding is powerful and allows you to get noticed. So you notice how it like all jives. They wouldn't have known, oh, hey, Linda, how do you get so much engagement in your Facebook group? They probably thought something in a different way. Maybe it wasn't the branding. Maybe it was just like she's marketing it a lot or she's commenting a lot. Some people don't actually know what it is. What is the secret sauce, right? Linda, what's your secret sauce to getting that engagement? And so that's how you have to outline your secret as something that can allow them to, hey, I want to dig further here. This is how simple it is. This is why creating an enticing offer is like one of my favorite things, because it's so easy. It's so simple. And all you have to do with each of those secrets is create a downloadable or create some type of tangible thing to help, like a mini training to help them in the collateral of building those assets to get them to thrive it within that secret, because that question that they're asking is something that they're wanting. And so when it's something that they're wanting and you allow them to be able to go deeper, that's how you can create that buzz, that excitement. They know that you're the right person because you answer the question and they see, oh, wait, there's further in how I can really solidify that transformation within my own life, within my own business. I hope that this was a truly like eye-opening way that you can start outlining what you're going to train on, what you're actually going to build off of your expertise based on the questions that your audience is asking. And those are pretty much golden to be sold. Like, not saying I'm not guaranteed that we'll have it on your side, but let me tell you, that is pretty much, it's a really good way for you to understand how to facilitate that sale in a way to give people exactly what they want, right? Because if you're asking those questions, more than likely, more people are asking those questions in their own hearts.